Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, November 8th. Joining me by phone this morning, Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, doing very well, thank you. How are you this election day?
Well, you know, still causing the devil problems. And, you know, my candidate already made it.
Yeah?
You know, he's king of kings, so, you know, he got my vote some years ago. And he's still in charge. So I'm not too worried about what happens at the elections because overall he's still above it. And I trust his leadership.
It's not about an elephant or a donkey, but about the lamb?
It's about a lamb.
Well, Tim, what's going on with Lutheran Church Charities these days?
Oh, let's see. We had the storm Matthew that hit Haiti and then moved to the States and particularly hit hard South and North Carolina. I went to Haiti here recently, was over there with Ross Johnson from LCMS Disaster Response, and we looked at the areas that got hit the hardest in Haiti. Not all of Haiti got hit, but the areas that did get hit it was worse than the earthquake that took place in that area because it was their harvest season, so all their field crops were destroyed, and then their other source of food are the trees, and just many of the trees were just torn down, I mean, just blown down. We lost in one of the areas where Pastor Isaac is, we lost 23 of our Lutheran schools up there, and of course, roofs off of a lot of the houses and churches and things. So it's a pretty serious situation there. So plus the outbreak of cholera that's taking place there. So we're sending over money for food, which is critical right now for them. And we're working through our mission teams, our mission societies for Haiti here in the States, which is a little different approach than when the earthquake hit. LCMS did work directly on the ground, and we worked with LCMS to do that. But this time around, we're working with the mission societies that have been working in Haiti for years and will continue to work and supporting them in the efforts that they're doing and helping them do what they do because of the complications with just Haiti. You know, it's a difficult country to work in because of the corruption with the government and just the whole society.
Who did you meet while you were there, Tim?
Well, I met Pastor Paul True, who's one of the key pastors over there, and his area got hit bad. Particularly, he's a horticulturist also, besides being a pastor, and so he has a very large program going on providing animals, particularly chickens and goats, help people become self-sustaining. And so many of those animals got killed in the storm. So we have been raising money for goats and getting them over there. I just got pictures in last night and some of the goats that were purchased yesterday with money that I had sent to the Mission Haiti, which is under the Florida-Georgia district. Helen is the name that heads that up. So she was buying goats, inspecting and buying goats, and getting them out to Paul over there to help that program get back up on its feet. Then I met with, I didn't meet with Pastor Isaac, but I met with some of our, in the trip that we had some of our mission society people that were over with us. And then, of course, with Ted Kay, who's in charge of Latin American missions, which Haiti would be part of that. He lives in the Dominican Republic. So it was a quick trip to just assess where the damage is, how much damage there is, and what's the best approach in funds that LCMS is raising and Lutheran Church Charities are raising to do a collaborative effort to help our mission societies.
What other areas were affected besides Haiti where help is needed?
Well, South Carolina and North Carolina, we've had chainsaw crews in South Carolina helping people with trees, because a lot of trees have been down. Plus, there's also the flooding in those areas. So we've been working with primarily at this point trees, and will probably soon be opening up for crews to go in to help people that have been flooded by it. But our chainsaw crews are working with Reverend Ed Brazier, who does a lot of chainsaw coordination and work for the, he's done it for the Southern District, and now he's been asked to coordinate the chainsaw efforts in South and North Carolina.
So getting out there with the chainsaws, helping get some those fallen trees out of the way, and I guess there's going to be a lot of firewood in the year to come.
There's going to be a lot of firewood in the year to come with that. You know, just chopping up a tree in somebody's yard that has come down, sometimes it's come down on the house and that, you know, the professional people come in and they charge anywhere from $900 to as much as $6,000, depending on the tree. And so when we come in and help homeowners by cutting up the tree and taking it down and cleaning it up, we're saving them a tremendous amount of money that can be put into their house that has been damaged, because the insurance company will only give you so much money. So this is a tremendous help for the families to be able to do that for them. And we have a large chainsaw crews that just both men and women that have been trained and certified in the use of a chainsaw. So it's a tremendous service that is used in hurricanes and tornadoes, and most disasters that we have fallen trees in the United States.
Tim, have you gone through the chainsaw training?
You know, I did. The thing, I used a chainsaw. I grew up on a farm up in Michigan, so I knew how to use one. But that doesn't count, because you have to be certified if you're working in a formal disaster. Mm-hmm. Only people that have certification can use it. So I had to go through that. And not that I'm out there cutting down trees. Starting to get too old for that. But I know how to use one.
Oh, very good. Well, it's certainly one of those important steps in helping people get back to, moving on in life after such a disaster like this.
Yep. Well, and the big part, you know, it's not about the disaster. It's not about trees. It's about people, and being Jesus to people, and being there for people during their time of upheaval and crisis. And I can't tell you how impactful that is to the people that we serve. And it's not just our members of our churches there. It's people in that community and how appreciative they are. And in many of the cases, you know, they're not Christians. And when they see Christians out there helping and doing it for free and just doing a great service, it makes them think about Christians are not necessarily what they had envisioned Christians to be, as people who always take, but that Christians really are givers and lovers and servers.
How do you work with the local church in a place where a disaster has happened? How do you work with them in order to bring about these recovery efforts and this mercy work?
Well, you know, we only go in where we're invited, and so it's either the district where the disaster happens or the local church, if there's a local LCMS church in that area. If not, we try to find the closest LCMS church. And I usually talk to the pastor about, our services are free. We cover our own costs and everything if they'd like us to come in. And we, when we work with families, you know, we want them to know that we're there because of whatever the church is. That's in that community or close to that community. We're there as an extension of their ministry, because they're going to be there continuously serving that community. Lutheran Church Charities and our volunteers, we come in, but then at some point we come out. But the church is still there. So we actually go out and certainly encourage the pastor or people from his congregation to come out with us to meet the people that we're serving. And we tell them we're there because of St. John Lutheran Church or whatever the church may be where we're working. You know, like in Baton Rouge, you know, we're working with Reverend David Buss and his congregation in helping the people. So I want them to see the local LCMS connection on the ground there, that and to see that, you know, we're really doing, it's what Synod is all about. And I'm really proud to be working with the LCMS because LCMS is really doing the right thing in disasters and helping people and working through RSOs like Lutheran Church Charities and also working through local congregations that are LCMS. We share the same philosophy of ministry. And it's not just working with LCMS people as far as who we serve, but it's working with all people. But we always work with our LCMS people first so that they can get back on their feet so that they can help in serving others in their community.
Well, you mentioned working with LCMS Disaster Response, you know, Reverend Ross Johnson and Reverend Michael Meyer. Right. What's it like working in partnership with them? How important is it that you collaborate on recovery efforts like this?
It's important on a lot of fronts. One is it shows Christians working together and getting along. And I think that is a strong statement to the world. Second is in collaborations. We're able to bring to the table things that LCMS is not able to bring to the table. For example, LCMS Inc., if you will, they don't put boots on the ground. LCC does as far as volunteers. What LCMS can do is they, you know, assist and in some cases provide funding like LCC does. There are some things that LCMS cannot fund but are needed, and that's where LCC comes in also to collaborate back and forth, saying, okay, cover the cost of this, can you cover the cost of that, and we work together to get the job done. And I've got to say, LCMS has really, you know, from the time of its conception with Matt Harrison, with starting this whole thing, really, of an effort, and I know it was a joint ELCA and LCMS effort at one point, which is no longer the case because it was LCMS that was putting boots on the ground. So I'm really proud of what LCMS is doing. This is our national disaster response conference at Concordia to Fort Wayne here a few weeks back. And it was just fun being there and being with the people from all the different districts that are doing disaster response and just hearing the stories and looking at the ways in which we can collaborate and work together. And gosh, I just, you know, when the people of God actually work together and are not little silos, you know, the kingdom of God is impacted. And the witness that is given of just Christians working together is a positive thing in a world that very much needs to see that.
What opportunities do you see for faithful witness when you know there is a need in a community, a disaster has happened, something has happened, and the local congregation and the work with LCC and LCMS Disaster Response, what opportunities are there for witness?
Well, you know, we offer to pray with everybody we serve, and I think that's important. We listen to their stories of what's happened, and many times I'll repeat those stories two or three times, and we just patiently listen to what they have to share, because that's an important part of the healing process for anybody going through a crisis or disaster, is to be able to talk about it. I think the other is just we leave behind something too, like our chainsaw people, you know, which is a little difficult for them to witness to the family because they're out there with chainsaws and the family can't be out there because of safety reasons, you know. But our chainsaw people, God bless them, they take one of the biggest trees and they cut off like a 4-inch, the end of the tree, you know, so you take like the stump and you cut off 4 inches on the top of it, so you have this big wooden round thing from a tree. And all the guys that worked at that house sign it with a marker, you know, they sign it and they put a Bible verse on it and they present it to the family. And I got to tell you, those families hold on to that. So it's a memory that they keep in their house of what happened, but also the good that took place out of it, of Christians coming in and helping them. And just the simple thing of a wood, you know, when we're out with dogs, we do stuffed dogs, you know, that we hand out. But with chainsaw, they take part of a tree. And our guys have learned also, if the family wants to, that we'll take a stump and we can carve it down with a cross. I mean, they have learned how to do that. So they'll leave sometimes a stump with a cross sticking up from it that's part of the stump as a living witness to that family where they are.
A piece that that helps them remember not only what happened, but also who was there to bring that comfort, particularly that comfort that comes only from God's word.
And the security of a relationship with Jesus Christ, that no matter what happens in this world, and I pray that people remember that tomorrow morning, because no matter what happens today, God is still in charge. And his kingdom will not end. And his kingdom is eternal and it's secure because of Jesus Christ when everything in our world is insecure.
Thanks be to God. Tim, how can we find out more about Lutheran Church Charities, the work you're doing? What's the website?
You can go to our website, lutheranchurchcharities.org, and we have all the information up there. And we love to have people involved with what we're doing and to support the efforts dollar for dollar. Every dollar that comes in for whatever the cause is goes directly out to the cause. Nothing is taken out of it. 100% of it goes there, and we just eat those administrative expenses.
Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities, thanks for being my guest this morning.
Hey, God bless. Hey, KFU, oh, keep up the great work. I tell you, you guys are worldwide in what you're doing, and you do quality stuff. And I'm just, gosh, you guys are doing, you're good. Praise God for what you're doing.
Thanks, Tim. Always great to talk with you. God's blessings on your work.
Take care.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. We're going to head to Stone Mountain, Georgia today. You're listening to His Time.